Once you turn on the light, don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau's a blind for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once sad rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers, folks. I'm Brian Young. What's up, Jimmy? What are you pointing at?
Mike's on?
Yeah. Yeah, Mike's right. Up, brother.
Right there, brother. How are we today?
I'm good. I'm more than good. I'm back in Studio A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week felt like work.
Because you were... broadcasting
last
from
week
a
sounded
bathtub?
Like I should have been getting paid for it.
It's a beautiful day.
I don't even know where Studio C is.
It's across the way where the Big Stone's tongue is.
It used to be the third bathroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that
thing. Vita Ben. It's smaller than the bathrooms, actually, yeah. I think.
good
pretty,
fun.
Pretty small, oh, but we made it through it. I had the Cal Kelly band in, and Barry Tashian from Barry and the Remains called in, and it all worked out.
It's all
and
good.
He played last night, Barry and the Remains. That was great, down at Once Ballroom in Somerville. Great show. Liars were awesome. Muck and the Myers, Cal Kelly band.
Cool. Muck and the Myers, great band.
Always great.
Consistent.
And they were on first, so you could have easily missed it, but they put on a great show.
Very cool.
Yeah, all right.
So, you know, you get to MC all these things, so you have to be there, or I'm still getting ready.
I don't have to, but I like to be there early. Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would miss the first band out of four, right. Probably, most of the time.
I was there at 6, and doors opened at 7. I like to know what's going on.
That's early.
I like to know what's going on, you know? Yeah. I mean, and then sometimes somebody actually pays me, so.
Once in a great while.
I got to pretend it's a job sometimes.
You know, you used to work for free, you used to work for free booze or whatever, but you don't drink.
I know.
I mean, so if you don't drink, how are you going to get paid?
That was like my whole rosebud.
Yeah, you know.
My reason for being there. No, it was more the bands. I got to admit, it was more the bands, but I was not on a big tier, but I kind of fell off the wagon while I was booking bands at the Rosebud. This is, 5 years ago or something? Yeah. And,
They probably benefited from it. You probably booked some insane bands. Far out, man. These guys are coming in.
There were some,
like,
some great shows, you know? And I crafted my art of hosting and emceeing, which seems to have, like, caught on. It seems like everyone's doing it now. You know what I mean?
Didn't you patent it?
I know it used to be big, like 50s, 60s, and 70s, but I didn't really...
you didn't patent it. You stole it.
I had it, but you really didn't see that too much before I started doing it. Now,
sure. You didn't hear Stairway to Heaven done by, other band? Spirit?
Yeah.
Before along, you know?
Spirit.
But you don't have to try and think of who Spirit is when you think of Led Zeppelin. Al, you brought in some live stuff that looks really cool.
Yeah, I've been going through some old tapes and digitizing them. And I have lots of friends, and they used to always give me bootlegs. That they, soundboard type stuff.
You get something here from the Police. Who gave you that one?
I don't remember. I used to know this one of the sound guys at the Paradise. This is from the
Paradise Rock Club.
Yep, 1979.
You digitizing?
Yeah.
Are you are you legal?
Yes, I am legal.
You all legal?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You can actually do this?
Uh-huh, sure.
Okay. Very good. Just checking.
Patchouli.
Yeah, so I brought in different stuff just to enlighten the audience.
Cool. Fallout, 1979. This one's one of my favorites. I haven't heard this, though. Paradise Live, 1979. Let's check it out. No prep here. Just throwing it right in there.
Let's hope it works.
I can't wait to hear it. Well, you know what happens. If it doesn't work, I just shut it off.
Oh, yeah. You just break it. Throw it in the trash.
There you go.
Now it doesn't work. Fallout, the Police, 1979, the Paradise, on MFO. Hey, we have who do we have come up? We have
State of the Union.
I don't know. They might do some acoustic stuff, but
I hope they play.
Get an interview out of them
in any way, shape, or form. I just want them to play. If they want to sit here and talk, that's cool. But
they should be on their way. If not, give us a call, guys.
Yeah,
really.
Any doctors in the house? I shall now blow a D flat.
You go. Beautiful laryngitis, right?
Oedipus played this record on Dooley VCN earlier today, I should say. It was our first ever single in England. It was called Fallout. I'm
People got some strange ideas on how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when they start of their talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing. The truth is the light.
Truth is the light.
The light is the way.
Light is the way.
The less folks know. The more they have to say,
yeah, yeah.
And if you want me to,
uh-huh.
Here's what I'll do for you.
All right.
Well, I'll light a candle and I'll pray the Lord will bless you. I hope someday he will understand, but till they do, just
don't look back.
they did it.
They did.
The Cramps. Blow up your mind from, look, Mom, no head.
Like brain cramps?
Brain cramps. Any cramps. Joe Moore. What's up, buddy? State of the Union is in the house. Just saw them pass by the window right there. Muck in the Myers earlier. You can't ride. Or you can't run. The Liars. Or just Liars. It says the Liars in here. Yeah. Don't call them. Don't introduce them as the Liars. It's Liars. You introduce them as the Liars. Jeff Conley will kick you in the balls backstage.
That's like calling. That's like Talking Heads. The Talking Heads. No, they're not.
That's why they came out with the album. The name of this band is Talking Heads.
Exactly.
Which is an awesome. That's my favorite live album of all time.
Yeah, that's a pretty good album.
It's really good. Peter Montgomery and John Paul Haida show coming up at the Lizard Lounge.
Tuesday.
J-Po's 50th.
Yep.
This Tuesday, Lizard Lounge, Cambridge. I'll be there.
And it's probably the first time Peter has played live in about 5 years, so.
No.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
No, he played the, they did the Rap Beach Party.
Oh, that's right.
A couple years
that's
ago.
That's right. That's right.
What was that 2 years, a year and a half ago?
That's right. They were the
something
house,
like that.
The house band, or something.
Right.
Okay.
Peter is awesome, and this is his new one, Baby Sunshine. Al says he really likes number 10. I can't recall what that sounds like, but I heard the whole thing. I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, it's kind of Cars-ish.
Like the Cars?
Kinda.
Yeah, go see Peter. We'll play his band, The Irresponsibles, after this song, and then we'll play some Pohida.
Okay.
We'll be playing together Tuesday.
Yeah.
State of the Union coming up on MFO.
I think the tickets for the show Tuesday are five.
$5?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lizard Lounge, Cambridge.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
tortured as a child, but I gotta let it go. I was raised up to be wild, but I gotta let it go. Feeling sorry for myself really made me ill, and you cured my mental health. You are my favorite pill.
I have won everything. I walked away with you. Oh yeah, your praises I do sing.
He's running for a sixth term and schmoozes with the press. He paid the union bosses to influence the vote with campaign contributions and $1,000 notes.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Deep blue sea. I watch the stars spiral away from
101.5 WMFO in Medford.
Who is late?
Late on the queue. Hey, Mr. Perry. State of the Union. That was them right there. A Man Overboard from the album True. What's up, guys?
Not too much. Good afternoon.
That's going back a couple of years. Album True?
The album was True, yeah.
2013. Unfortunately, that's all we have, and you didn't.
I know. We're very far behind getting stuff recorded. I would think it won't be too much longer before we get some new stuff done.
Right. Cool.
There's a bunch of new stuff I think we love, so...
Was that your last album?
Yeah.
But you're working on stuff.
Yeah, and it was 2000... By the time we started pushing a little bit, it was a little after that date. But, yeah, working on a lot of new stuff, so...
We probably got a full album's worth. Easily.
Hang one second. Jimmy, do they want to talk on the phone?
That's Leslie.
Oh. Well, tell her to call back. We're interviewing.
Okay.
We can hear you. Take it in the other room if you need to.
I'd love to
take it outside.
Medford.
State of the Union. What's going on? So what have you been up to? Working on new stuff?
New stuff. We've been playing so much that it's been hard to work new stuff. Cool. But it's not a bad spot to be, so everything is good.
Yeah.
Actually, we took a last couple of weeks, we kind of took a little bit of a break, and we're ready to get back into it. We got a lot of stuff lined up. We got some stuff coming up in Lowell next month.
Right on.
And so we'll probably kind of give us some details about those shows too. But right now we're busy.
Sounds good.
And working new things in all the time, you know. So it's you try to get stuff in as you can. And
what's the next show coming up? We got to look forward to.
We have June 11th is in Lowell. It's a benefit show for. Some families from Syria that are going to, refugees that are going to be relocated in Massachusetts.
So, wow.
It's a good cause. It's families with kids. We have, on the bill, it should be pretty amazing because there's going to be an acoustic set earlier in the day. And this is at Thirsty First in Lowell. We got Taylor Keefe, The Only Humans, Corey Blanchett, Corey Love, and Mike Strain. And then the night show... we've got us, of course.
Of course!
State of the Union.
We've got The Only Things, who are in just a blast.
Arlen, The Only Things, sure.
The Only Things, yeah. Arlen, we got. The J Connection, Artie Slang, so it should be a real fun night.
It really is a killer lineup.
Sounds great.
It's like the best bands from Lowell. It should be great. Awesome. And a good cause.
And it's going to be, I think, a lot of media around it. It should be a fun night. Weather's nice. That's a great place to be.
I'm going to try and be there.
Yeah, it'll be a blast. And the week later, we're at Dudley's there in Lowell, which is another great room to play. We got a band coming in from, I forget where they're coming in from, but there's some buzz around them, and they wanted to do a show with us, so we're like, yeah, let's do it.
You got a name?
I do. The name is, it's a great name. I know the word island is in it.
Drum roll, please. Someone get a drum roll going here.
I got one.
Now, to be fair, I've never seen them. And, Rival Island, I believe the name is.
Nice.
And there's some momentum there, so that'd be kind of fun. Again, I've never seen them, so I'm bad with names until I see somebody, but I'm looking forward to that.
Sounds very exciting. Are you guys going to play anything today, or...?
Maybe a couple of acoustic things, a little preview of the show, some new stuff we got.
That would be awesome.
Stuff that's will be on the next album, probably.
Right.
I'm sure it will be.
What would you like me to play from what we got? You're not ready to play anything yet. So what do you want to do for recording?
I would say, I love Lost in Tokyo.
That's a fun one. This takes me a second.
If you're driving, don't go too fast to the song.
Yes. We have reports that people have been speeding while listening.
Lost in Tokyo. Oh, I saw a Cal Cali band last night. Yuki from Tokyo Tramps.
Oh, yeah.
She's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just reminded me of that. Lost in Tokyo, State of the Union from their album True. You got any questions for them? 617-627-3800. 3800. It's MFO. that, Joe? Were you complimenting your own?
No, I said that came up pretty quick. I didn't expect the ending to come along so quick.
I thought you were complimenting your own song. That came out great. Those guys are great.
We're great. Just ask us. We'll tell you.
We're great.
If you ever need to know.
State of the Union is great. They're right here.
We're so modest. We're so great.
It's Joe Moore. Do I say your name right, Joe?
It's Moyer, but you're close enough.
Joe Moyer.
Yeah, you're close enough.
Like Foyer, Joe Moyer. Moyer.
Scottish.
I should know. Joe's played bass with my band, the Thigh Scrapers.
Yeah, good times.
He's still a member whenever he wants to be.
Absolutely.
And then we got Joe Perry. Don't confuse him with Aerosmith's Joe Perry.
Correct.
He's the Harvey Keitel looking Joe Perry.
Yeah, I love that photo. What was it from Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, you look what I put one under you or something.
So, yeah.
That's
classic.
Totally remind me of Harvey. What do you got to play for us today, Joe?
Since we were talking about Lowell, I guess something brand new, and it's for a Lowell guy, so we'll do that. It's called Small Town Hero.
Sounds good.
And this will be probably in the State of the Union set pretty soon.
Joe Perry of State of the Union.
Is that all right?
Yeah, go for it.
There we go. Surpasses anything I ever thought possible from you, and the trials and tribulations, all the media relations turn the sky to gray from cobalt blue. You're a small town hero to me. You're a small town hero to me.
What's that?
That was a worldwide debut, which is
so new. I never heard before.
Which is silly.
You never heard that one?
I never heard that one.
What do you think, Joe Moyer?
I like it. That'll be a little bit more. So that's kind of a little bit laid back, relatively speaking.